Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less, author Greg McKeown. The Way of the Essentialist. Essentialists ask themselves, is this truly essential? Is this really how I want to spend my time? Am I investing in the right activities? Before accepting any task, commitment or responsibility. Essentialism involves learning to filter through all the options and selecting only those that are truly essential. It's a path to being in control of your own choices, instead of being controlled by other people's agendas. Choosing to choose. Far too long, we have overemphasized the external aspect of our choices, our options, and underemphasized our internal ability to choose our actions. Options can be taken away, while our core ability to choose, our free will, cannot be. You can observe how humans learn helplessness in all organizations. When people believe that their efforts at work don't matter, they tend to respond in one of two ways. Sometimes they check out and stop trying. Yes, choices are hard, but choice is at the very core of what it means to be an essentialist. To become an essentialist requires a heightened awareness of our ability to choose. When we forget that ability, we learn to be helpless, and gradually we give others not just the power, but also the explicit permission to choose for us. The unimportance of everything. Many people are kept from getting to the next level of contribution because they can't let go of the belief that everything is important. But an essentialist has learned to tell the difference between what is important and everything else. To practice this essentialist skill, we can start at a simple level. And once it becomes second nature for everyday decisions, we can begin to apply it to bigger and broader areas of our personal and professional lives. The perks of being unavailable. We need space to escape in order to discern the essential few from the trivial many. Unfortunately, in our time-starved era, we don't get that space by default, only by design. While non-essentialists automatically react to the latest idea, or respond to the latest email, essentialists choose to create the space to explore, ponder, design, and concentrate. No matter how busy you think you are, you can carve time and space to think out of your work day. A mind invited to play. Play is essential in many ways. It has the power to significantly improve everything, from personal health to relationships, to education, to organizations' ability to innovate. Play leads to brain plasticity, adaptability, and creativity. It expands our minds in ways that allow us to explore, to germinate new ideas, or see old ideas in a new light. When we play, we are engaged in the purest expression of our humanity. First, play broadens the range of options available to us. It broadens our perspective, helps us challenge old assumptions, and makes us more receptive to untested ideas. Play is an antidote to stress, and this is the key because stress can actually shut down the creative, inquisitive, exploratory parts of our brain. Play has a positive effect on the executive function of the brain. Protecting your best asset. The best asset we have for making a contribution to the world is ourselves. If we underinvest in ourselves, we damage the very tool we need to make our highest contribution. One of the most common ways people damage this asset is through a lack of sleep. If we let that happen, we will burn out too early. We need to pace ourselves, nurture ourselves, and give ourselves fuel to explore, thrive, and perform. Research shows that a good night's sleep actually makes us more productive, increases brain power, and enhances our problem-solving ability. This is due to the fact that while we sleep, our brains are hard at work encoding and restructuring information. And when we wake up, our brains may have made new neural connections, thereby opening a broader range of solutions to problems. From pretty clear to really clear. Clarity of purpose so consistently predicts how people do their jobs. The fact is, motivation and cooperation deteriorate when there is a lack of purpose and clarity about what the team stands for and what their goals and roles are. Team experiences confusion, stress, and frustration. The power of no. We have good reasons to fear saying no. We worry we'll miss out on a great opportunity. We can't bear the thought of disappointing someone we respect and like. Yet as hard as it is to say no to someone, failing to do so can cause us to miss out on something far and more important. Why is it so hard in the moment to dare to choose what is essential over what is non-essential? One simple answer is we are unclear about what is essential. A second reason is an innate fear of social awkwardness. The fact is, we as humans are wired to want to get along with others. The very thought of saying no literally brings us physical discomfort. We feel guilty. We're worried about damaging the relationship. We say yes automatically, without thinking, often in pursuit of the rush one gets from having pleased someone. But these emotions muddle our clarity. They distract us from the reality of the fact that either we can say no and regret it for a few minutes, or we can say yes and regret it for days, weeks, months, or even years. The only way out of this trap is to learn to say no firmly, resolutely, and yet gracefully. Their problem is not your problem. Most of us know that technology has completely blurred the lines between work and family. These days, there don't seem to be any boundaries at all regarding when people expect us to be available to work. But what most people don't realise is that the problem is not just that the boundaries have been blurred, it's that the boundary of work has edged insidiously into family territory. It's hard to imagine executives who would be comfortable with employees bringing their children to work, yet they seem to have no problem expecting their employees to come into the office or to work on a project at the weekend. After all, if you don't set boundaries, there won't be any. Or even worse, there will be boundaries, but they'll be set by another person. The power of the right routine. Routine is one of the most powerful tools for removing obstacles. Without routine, the pull of the non-essential distractions will overpower us. But if we create a routine that enshrines the essentials, we'll begin to execute them on autopilot. We won't have to expend precious energy every day prioritising everything. Scientifically, when we repeatedly do a certain task that neurons make new connections through communication gateways called synapses, with repetition, the connection strengthens and it becomes easier for the brain to activate them. Our ability to execute the essential improves with practice, just like any other ability. The barrenness of a busy life. Essentialism isn't about how to get more things done, it's about how to get the right things done. It doesn't mean just doing less for the sake of less either. It's about making the wisest possible investment of your time and energy in order to operate at your highest point of contribution by doing only what is essential. The vital life lesson you should learn is that if you don't prioritise your life, someone else will. Once you become an essentialist, you'll find that you aren't like everybody else. When other people are saying yes, you'll find yourself gracefully saying no. When other people are in the spotlight vying for attention, you'll find yourself waiting on the sidelines until it's time to shine. While other people are living a life of stress and chaos, you'll be living a life of impact and fulfillment.